Psalm 29, we're going to look at verses 1 and 2. And from the King James, it says, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And then skipping to the very last verse, in between, the psalmist is talking about how great and how powerful God is, even like in a storm. And verse 11 says, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." Amen. It can be stormy, but he will bless his people, and he'll bless his people with peace. Spurgeon says, from the Treasury of David, "It seems to be the general opinion of modern annotators that this psalm is meant to express the glory of God as heard in the pealing thunder, as seen in the tornado. And speaking of the mighty ones," Spurgeon says, "true ministers are sons of thunder, and the voice of God in Christ Jesus is full of majesty." The first two verses are a call to adoration. The last verse, if I can turn the page here, sweetly closes the scene with the assurance that omnipotent Jehovah will give both strength and peace to his people. "Let the heaven and earth pass away, the Lord will surely bless his people." Yes. If you are a believer, this last verse is your heritage. And surely that will set you singing. Wow, we have a reason to sing this morning. The New Living says, "Honor the Lord, you heavenly beings. Honor the Lord for his glory and strength. Honor the Lord for the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness." And the Message says, "A David psalm. Bravo, God, bravo. Gods and all angels shout encore, in awe before the glory, in awe before God's visible power. Stand at attention, dress your best to honor him." Amen. And of verse 11, the New Living says, "The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace." And the Message says, "God makes his people strong. God gives his people peace." Amen. And you know what? We're going to stand now, and together we're going to say it from the Passion Translation as we enter into worship, even as we're saying the psalm. "Proclaim his majesty, all you mighty champions, you sons of Almighty God, giving all the glory and strength back to him. Be in awe before such power and might. Come, worship wonderful Yahweh, arrayed in all his splendor, bowing in worship as he appears in all his holy beauty. Give him the honor due his name. Come worship him wearing the glory garments of your holy priestly calling. This is the one who gives his strength and might to his people. This is the Lord giving us his kiss of peace." Wow, with hearts full.
Amen.
Let's head right into worship.